In 2018, a Rhode Island doctor made a horrifying discovery. Several patients had arrived by ambulance in hospital emergency rooms with misplaced breathing tubes. All of them died. That discovery raised alarms about Rhode Island's controversial practice of allowing emergency medical technicians to perform intubations. Lynn Arditi has this next story as part of an ongoing investigation into Rhode Island's 911 emergency system from the Publix Radio and ProPublica.
Kerry Duart was awakened at his home in Providence one Sunday morning last March by a phone call from his 11-year-old niece.
Yeah, right. What's going on? And she was like, yeah, my mom.
Her mom is Duart's 38-year-old sister, Paula, and she was in trouble.
I'm trying to wake her up. She's not waking up. And she's making weird noises. So as soon as she said that, I, you know, woke up and just left my house.
At the apartment in Pawtucket, Duart began CPR on his sister until the ambulance arrived. Duart waited in another room while the EMTs took over. They hooked her up to a heart monitor, started an IV, and inserted a breathing tube. 40 minutes passed. Then they emerged carrying his sister on a stretcher.
When I seen her on the stretcher, I noticed that her belly was, it looked like it was inflated. It was the first thing I noticed when I seen her on the stretcher.
Paula Duart was rushed to the hospital. About 8 months earlier, in the summer of 2018, Dr. Nick Asselin was doing research on cardiac arrests in Rhode Island. He found hospital records that showed patients arriving in the emergency room with misplaced breathing tubes, an often fatal mistake.
My research assistant started coming back to me and started saying, hey, there's documentation that the tube was in the wrong place.
In the wrong place, meaning that the breathing tube was lodged in the esophagus, sending air into the stomach instead of the lungs.
And that sort of sent a chill down my spine because unrecognized esophageal intubation is like the ultimate sin in EMS.
At first, Asselin's researcher found 4 cases, then 7. More trickled in. By February of 2019, Asselin had identified 11 patients with esophageal intubations at hospitals in Rhode Island over the previous 2.5 years. In each case, the misplaced breathing tubes had apparently gone unnoticed by the EMS providers. The patients all died.
As small of a state as Rhode Island is from a square mileage standpoint, that's widespread.
That's Dia Gaynor, executive director of the National Association of State EMS Officials.
That should cause the state to sit up, take notice, address it with their state advisory council or board, and reconsider the scope of practice.
In other words, rethink the procedures EMS personnel are allowed to perform. Jason Rhodes did exactly that. He's the state health department's chief of emergency medical services. Since the 1970s, Rhode Island has licensed emergency medical technicians with advanced training to intubate patients in cardiac arrests. They're called EMT cardiacs. But Rhodes recommended bringing Rhode Island in line with the national standards. Restrict the practice of placing those breathing tubes to only the most highly trained EMS providers, paramedics. That's what most states do.
I understand that, you know, folks have a lot behind that skill, and I understand that it's been in the protocol for a long time.
He's talking about EMT cardiacs.
And it somewhat defines you as a practitioner. But I also feel very strongly that we need to stay with the science.
2 separate studies published in 2018, one in the U.S. and one in the U.K., found that patients fared at least as well, if not better, when EMS personnel opted for less invasive devices to allow patients to breathe. But in Rhode Island, EMT cardiacs outnumber paramedics 4-1. What's more, their supporters include the Firefighters Union, the Fire Chiefs Association, and a mayor, none of whom like doctors and health officials telling their EMT cardiacs how to practice emergency care. If Rhodes wanted to change the protocols for intubating cardiac patients, he'd need the support of his fellow members on the State Ambulance Service Coordinating Advisory Board. The 25-member board was meeting in a conference room at the Community College of Rhode Island. On the agenda, a proposal to remove intubation from the protocols for EMT cardiacs. Opponents lambasted the measure. The most outspoken of all, though, was Johnston Mayor Joseph Policina. He's a retired firefighter and a licensed EMT cardiac.
The ET tube has been the thing for cardiac techs. That's what saves lives. But some of the opinion up here is that if I have 3 fires next week and we throw 3 ladders wrong, We're not using ladders anymore in the fire department. That's what you're saying here. This is insane. It makes no sense. No sense at all.
3 seconds. The board listened and voted to send the measure back to committee. The EMT cardiacs would be able to continue to perform intubations, at least for the time being. Days later, Paula Duarte died. She became the 12th patient that we know of to show up at a hospital emergency room with a misplaced breathing tube. It's impossible to say whether Duarte could have survived if she had been properly intubated. But unlike the 11 patients in Dr. Asselin's study, Duarte's case was reported to the state health department, triggering a formal investigation. Carrie Duarte said he hoped his sister's death would be a catalyst for improving EMS care.
For it to happen to somebody else would be pretty sad, you know. And if it does take my sister's death to awaken the situation, yeah, we'll definitely want to figure out what's going on and get to the bottom of it.
For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Lynn Arditti.